B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
One of the prerequisites, and by the way, it's 12 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5, The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Reading Terminal Market, the iconic market. We love the Reading Terminal Market. And in fact, some of the guys are, we got right in front of us, the Bex Cajun. We love the train wreck. The train wreck po' boy, which is their version of a cheesesteak that's ridiculous. And the mac and cheese ball, which is unbelievable. So as we sit here at the Reading Terminal Market, Trey Thomas, the iconic Philadelphian, Jim Lynham, the coach, hanging out with us. So we got a mix of Eagles, Sixers, you name it. Jim, just two things that, like, are getting me. One, there's no reason. This team's got to go to the line 30 times a game. Like, I mean, this team's got to go to the line consistently. And that's my I love Simmons. I hold him up to that super category. But go to the, you got to go to the line. I don't care about shooting. Go get to the rim. Flush it. Giannis doesn't shoot free throws well.
Well, the fact, Anthony, I think you have to accept at this point in time, that's not what Ben's game is. I mean, does he go to the basket? Yes. To the level that Giannis does? No. That's just, I'm sitting back observing and telling it like it is. If you look at, does he have the potential to shoot, let's say, 9, 10 free throws a game a la James Harden? I think he does. But that's only going to be related to, like, his desire to literally, see, those people who shoot a lot of free throws, Giannis, James Harden, they literally attack the defender. They don't try to go around
right,
him.
Right.
They go through him. All right, but
you got Ben's body. Go through him.
Well, but it's also related to, I mean, he's a bright guy. If you're going to go to the foul line and only make half your free throws, do you see? Then right, every other possession, 2 out of 4, means one of those two possessions, in effect, is a turnover. So until he gets his free throw, I think his ability to attack and shoot a lot of free throws is absolutely related to the percentage he shoots from the foul line.
How about Joe? I mean, Joe's got to go. He's got to go double digits a night. I mean, am I asking too much for
no,
this team to
no,
lift the line?
No, and I think most nights he does, and he will.
Yeah, I mean, I just look at, if you're groomed to play bully ball, you got to play bully ball.
Yeah, but both of these guys have, yes, they are both capable of doing that, but they have so much more to their game than that. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
And that, in the long term, will serve them well. You know, Joe's ability to make a perimeter shot, whether it's a three or not.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's got
a deal.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
But no, that inside, beat a guy down, you know, take it to the rim, that should be a big element of their game. I think it is, but I think it'll get even better.
So how long does the roll happen to, and this team, again, it's, I say it to myself, and I need to follow my own cautions, that it's November. And,
exactly.
You know, sometimes we look at games through the prism of football, where every game is magnified, and we have to understand that this is a team that needs to play together and get an identity and understand their roles. When the game is on the line, you need a bucket, right? You need a big bucket. I don't care if it's the third quarter where the other team's on a 9-0 run, you got to stop that run, or it's the end of the game. Where does it come from? What are your, some of your ideas?
Well, my knee-jerk reaction would be to put it into Joe's hands down low. And I'm not trying to dodge your question, but at this early stage, like, I'm going to come back with a question to you.
Yeah.
Like, is Josh Richardson giving you a little bit more than your expectations?
He is, and Tobias a little less.
Okay, but that's my point. So at this stage, it's still a little bit
yes,
of a work in progress. So
agreed.
And I understand it's related to high expectation.
Yeah.
So, you know, when they have, let's say, a clunker or have a game the other night that you heard players and coaches after the game say, we should have won that game.
Yeah.
Of course the fan is disappointed.
Right.
But hopefully it's a learning experience, and meaning when they're in this type of situation again, they'll do better. And I know they will. And that's what this time of the year is about for this team.
Are they, in your eyes, a title contender right now?
They have title contending talent, without a doubt. Their level of play has to come up a bit. to be legit title contender. Like, right now, Milwaukee is playing a more effective brand of basketball. Just look at the record.
They also they also understand how to play. It's Giannis' team, and as Giannis
they
knows.
Do. But I'm trying to address your question. My expectation would be that the Sixers are going to improve and play a bit better. It's not like this team is playing bad basketball.
The
record is a game or two below what you would like.
That's right.
And on the road is an issue. They've not played as well. They're undefeated at home. And the road's been an issue. They have to pick up their play on the road.
Yeah, you know how it is, because we come into this season and we're, let's go. You know, like, it's the March to June. And that's kind of, do you think they need that off-the-bench guy to come in and, you know, like a Lou Williams light?
Well, now, come on, you're talking the best bench guy maybe in the league when it comes to scoring the ball in Lou Williams. I don't know. I like their bench, but I think to be determined whether you need some one player with a little more Lou Williams, you know, quality to him. Instant offense, I call Lou Williams. We'll see.
Yeah, that Clipper team's good.
Clipper team is good. They went into Dallas last night and smacked.
I know.
Dallas Mavericks.
You know, they're scary. Leonard, George, and you're right. Like, having, you know, Lou Wolfe, he is the best sixth man in the league. And having that kind of instant offense. Do you see, and this is a Thibault defensively, how's he coming along for you?
Yeah, I've been really pleasantly surprised right from the outset. I didn't watch him in college, but I knew his reputation when the Sixers drafted him, as he was the defender of the year in the Pac-12. I think he's done a tremendous job, particularly as a rookie. He steals balls.
Yeah.
He gets deflections. He blocks shots. The issue is his offense. You can't have him. He doesn't have to score a ton at this point.
Right.
But you don't want him, like, being a detriment at that end of the court.
Yeah. All right. Before we let you go, Coach, this is awesome that you come here. We talk about this being an iconic place, the Reading Terminal Market, and you being an iconic Philadelphian. Give us a couple stories from back in the day. We were talking about this off the air, about the real malice at the Palace, where you're in the middle scraping with the Pistons and the thump and bump.
Yeah, obviously the coverage, back then wasn't on a par, with what it is today. But that was a wild one. And the background to that is pregame. The Pistons, by the way, they were a world championship caliber team.
Yeah.
They couldn't beat our best team, meaning the Barkley and Mahorn group.
Yeah.
That year we beat them four straight times.
Wow.
And that was the fourth game. So they were gunning for us a bit. And typically, the personality of the two of them, Barkley and Mahorn, sent notes via the ball boy to the Piston locker room to Bill Laimbeer pregame. Yeah. Questioning, among other things, his masculinity. So I didn't find this out, of course, till well after the game. So when the game was essentially over, and one of the two of them, now this is what I, down the other end of the court, say something, and Laimbeer just snapped.
Really?
Yeah. But what happened, the security back then wasn't as big as it is now. And I'm going to say a couple hundred people came out of the stands. And that it was like WWE, it was scary before order was restored.
How physical was the game? During those days, the physicality, it's funny because, they've done such a good job of kind of cleaning it up, and it's not even the same game sometimes. I mean, I covered the game where Van Gundy's got his arms around Lonzo Mourning's leg,
Yeah, I remember that particular brawl. Well, you can't have it the way it used to be. Do you follow me? These guys are too big and too strong. I cite partly because I coached them when I first came into the league in Portland, and I knew them from American University. Like, a really, really good fellow was Kermit Washington.
Oh.
But literally.
Mike Dunleavy.
A fracas. No, a Rudy Tomjanovich.
Rudy Tomjanovich. Right. Yeah.
Kermit is involved in a fracas. So he and the guy he's fighting are here. And Rudy comes running. I mean, running in as a peacemaker. And Kermit, out of the corner of his eye, He just sees a guy running at him, and he turns. When I'm not dramatizing it, you can go on YouTube. He throws a Mike Tyson right into the face of a guy who's running right at it.
Wow.
And he shattered his face in 100 spots. They say, I mean, obviously I wasn't there, that many were surprised in the medical community that he didn't die right on the court.
Oh, my God.
So to your question about the physicality, I mean, no. You know, you gotta play hard, but you have to keep it within bounds because you could be looking at a catastrophe.
I'll never forget, I was a kid and seeing the picture of Rudy T's face.
After the fact.
In Sports Illustrated.
Literally, his face was like twice the size of what it was before the punch.
Wow, Kermit Washington, that's wild. But, it was, you go back to those Bad Boys Pistons and into Riley's Knicks and
the league doesn't want that. That's not what this league is about now. These players are too good. They're too skilled. The level of basketball has never been better, in my opinion. And that's what the fan, I think, enjoys watching.
Yeah. What do you think of like Luka Doncic and what he's doing so far? Like, it's just remarkable, Coach. What you look at his ability and just to come to his second year, and he's done these kinds of ridiculous numbers.
I don't know if it's I'm not trying to like make the parallel like skill for skill, but Larry Bird-like is what I say. You know, Bird was not the quickest guy afoot, the greatest athlete, but he was just such a phenomenal basketball player. And that's what I've seen, a little bit I've seen Doncic. You know, he knows how to shoot, he knows how to pass, he knows how to move, you know. He'll never maybe be a steal-the-ball-block-a-shot great defender, but you're not going to torch him, you know. He knows how to position and help from the weak side. He just has an incredibly high basketball IQ, and he's extremely gifted.
Coach, we love you. We just absolutely love you. You got to get some more to eat, all right? Relax. All right, we can hear you dissect this game. You're a true treasure. Just like the Reading Terminal Market, brother.
Appreciate it, buddy.
God
nice
bless
being
you.
With you.
Here he is.
Happy holidays to everybody out there.
Love him. The coach, Jimmy Lynam. We're live at the Reading Terminal Market right here in Center City. Come on by, man. Get your stuff and say hello. We just love it. Time now for the Golden Nugget Jewelers to talk to you about. There's going to be a Golden Nugget tonight for the Sixers and Kings tonight. And, like, to me, let's go. You're going to see them, I think, play a terrific game against against this team. They should win handily against the Kings. Listen, she's the one. You need to see my guys at Golden Nugget Jewelers before somebody else does. Best price guaranteed. Located at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. They have the best brands. Tacori, Verraggio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper. I like to say they're the official 4-for-4 jewelers because they're the official jeweler of the Phillies. They're the official jeweler of the Flyers. They're the official jeweler of the Sixers. They're the official jeweler of the Eagles. So to me, they're the 4-for-4 jewelers. Beautiful showroom around the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the Reading Terminal Market. Ah, this is awesome. This is incredible. We love, the Reading Terminal Market is the greatest. Junis, are you having a great time?
Yeah, I got lost.
Well, between the coach and Trey and, you know, the whole thing, it's just been a blast.
That's
right.
I just went for a walk.
Did you?
Yeah.
Isn't it the best? It's great. It's such a treasure. It really is.
Can I complain about something that I'm dealing with?
Yeah.
So, the fiance texts me, right?
Uh-oh.
I love her. Getting married her Saturday, so pretty big deal.
Yeah.
She goes, bring me home something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what do you want? I don't know. Bring me home something. I'm like, what are you craving? Because whatever you're craving, it's here.
Yeah, they have it.
I don't know. Just think of something.
They have literally everything you want.
So, because she can't give me a specific answer, I'm going to end up coming home with 55 different things. I think that's what's going to end up happening.
I love it. All right, listen. Danny. Now, is this the chocolate?
Yeah, that's the chocolate.
This is the chocolate cello.
No.
All right? Pizzone Cellos, right around the corner, right here inside the Reading Terminal Market. So this is a brilliant concept. You know, you've heard of limoncello,
yes,
right? So they make cellos in all these different flavors. Chocolate, chocolate caramel, chocolate banana, you know, you name it, there's a cello.
Oh, my God.
All right, so this is the Pizzone Chocolate Cello.
Cheers.
Oh, it's outrageous, dude. That's just outrageous. Take
that's
a sip.
That's awesome.
This is that's outrageous.
Cheers. Happy Thanksgiving,
that's
right?
That's a cello, bro. Where's the bro at?
Oh, that
Where's
is outrageous.
The bro? He's out there?
Oh, dude, that's good.
Well, get the bro real quick before you go to the bar. Bro, come over here. Taste this. Taste this. Bro, come here. Taste this. Sit down for 2 seconds.
You're not done working yet today.
Come on, man. You were with me in the inaugural.
I got Cootie watching my kids. I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Skylar's asleep over at the bar.
Really?
That's awesome.
Wait a second. Bob didn't even show up.
No, I think him and Donna just got here. He went home and got Donna. And, they're over at Molly Malloy's. Our favorite.
Yeah, but Bob didn't used to show up. I mean,
oh, is he stopped by?
I didn't even see him.
He didn't pay his respects?
No. I mean, not for nothing.
That's a little rude. And now I got my baby with him?
Yeah, that's not cool. All right, do me a favor. Taste this. This is the Pizzone Chocolate Cello. That's chocolate. Is that outrageous?
That's dangerous.
Yes.
Is that good?
That's...
Is that a tasty item?
That is a tasty item. Mmm. I kind of want some of this tomorrow night for a little dessert.
Yeah, not for nothing. When you get all your food... the turkeys and all the stuffing and everything else. Get a little Pizzone Cello.
Yeah, that's a nice item.
For the dessert.
The best part about the bro, we took little sips, right? He just threw it back. He's like,
it was two sips.
He's
he's a great white.
He is.
As you called him last year.
He is a great white. He is.
This is a great scene, though, isn't it?
Well, I love it.
It's always
absolutely
great. I had to make sure I got here. People are like, you going with Skyler? Damn right I am.
She should be indoctrinated.
Yeah.
Man.
This is a great day at the market.
It should be.
I get her on the show.
Yeah.
It's a homey, familial place.
I mean, look at how many families and kids are walking around. Everybody's off. Everybody's happy. It's great.
So, did you see our girl, Molly Malloy's?
Teresa? No, I haven't seen her yet. I asked for her, though. She's around somewhere.
Is she?
She runs this place.
She's like the godfather of the market.
By the way.
Teresa.
Irishman out streaming today.
Dude, is it today? I thought it dropped today.
Today. I'm watching it tonight.
You're watching? You're not going to save for tomorrow night?
No. I'll be asleep by 8:30.
Yeah.
It's a 3.5-hour movie. I gotta set aside some time.
Dude, I'm dying.
I'll give you a full review Friday.
I can't wait.
It looks pretty awesome.
I'm looking to
Trey saw 2.5 hours, said it was really good.
2.5 hours?
Salt?
He left after 2.5 hours because he knew he could finish the last hour at home.
Oh, that's a violation.
Wait a second.
Said he hit the wall.
Wait.
Come on.
He left the movie?
He left the Ritz after 2.5 hours.
What? Trey did that?
Because he knew it was coming out a week.
Trey? Are you insane?
So he's going to finish it up tonight, I think.
You can't leave the movie. That's a violent. What's wrong with him?
That's classic.
Where's he at?
I think he was over at Molly Malloy's.
He's crazy. You can't leave. Who leaves a movie and goes, I'll watch it in the last hour?
I mean, 3.5 hours.
That's a psycho move.
It's 3.5
hours. Now, does he start from the beginning or does he go to the
I think
the,
he picks up
point.
At 2.5 hours and just finishes.
Come on.
Dude, that's a psycho move.
He said he hit the wall. He said he was done.
What do you mean you're done?
He said he couldn't pay attention anymore. He was out.
You couldn't pay attention anymore.
He said he had his wall.
Dude, that's a psycho. Like, that's a lunatic move.
Well, he can. The beauty of this is
you can
finish it at home.
No, but you're not finished. You don't watch a movie and then leave and go, I'll finish it next week.
He goes, I know how it finished.
Tell him he's a psycho.
I will. I'll deliver that message.
All right, tell Cooney he's a rat.
Will do.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell him
I'll be coming
around,
back and forth.
He's only here because of us.
Yeah. Once Skylar wakes up, I'll bring her over.
We started this whole thing.
Yeah, this is a great idea by you. This is an awesome day. I love Reading Terminal so much. I do my grocery shopping here a lot, so I love this place.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love you, brother.
And we got Miami this weekend.
Yeah, we do, dude. We do.
Oh, my God.
Wow, what is that? This is the French dip. Molly Malloy's French dip sandwich.
Yeah,
rosemary and horseradish crust. Oh, this is outrageous.
I'm in.
The au jus.
I'm a bit of a French dip expert.
On a sarcone seeded roll.
You had me at sarcones.
Sarah, that's ridiculous, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable. Look at Sarah from the Ready Terminal Market. Unbelievable. Tremendous. Tremendous.
Dude.
Dude, how is you? How you feeling? All right?
You
ready to go?
This is incredible.
Coach, bring me over a pint, would you?
Yeah, sure.
Make that too?
Yeah.
Nice. Utah, make it two.
Utah, give me two, man. All right, let's get back because we've been like crazy here at the market. Let's get back and talk to some of our people and wish them happy Thanksgivings. Can we give out? Do we have anything to give the people? Judas?
The rest of my sandwich? No, we got two pairs of Temple tickets for Saturday.
All right, whoever wants, if you want them, you got them. First come, first serve. Is there anything else we can give them?
Peanut juice. It's a 12 o'clock hour.
All right. So here's the deal. We're going to bring you on, and if you want them, you got it. You got the Temple tickets. We got two pair, and we got the chews. And the chewness will give you the chews.
It's a personal favorite, Pat Egan.
Yeah, Pat's a chew man.
Big chew man.
Pat's doing yeoman work back at the studio. Hello, Pat. Dude, you're a movie guy. Is Trey out of his mind?
I'm so disappointed in him.
And leaves with an hour left.
I don't get that.
Look at my girl. She's like, that's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
She's a lunatic. Right? The big dude who used to play for the Eagles, sitting in the bar, that's him. Yeah, say, you goof. He's a goofball. Yeah, baby. All right, let's... Aw, oh, thank you, babe. What's your name?
Chinita.
Chinita?
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Chinita. Who's your sister? Louise's wife. Oh, how are you, baby?
He's trying to get through now.
All right. You guys have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
I listen to you every day.
Oh, love. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's go to Mike in Frankfurt. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Mikey.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Mike.
I'm only going to stay on the phone for almost 2 hours for you, man. It's the Weasel, baby.
Oh, Weasel. How are you, Weasel? Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Yeah, my missus works there, man. You just talked to her.
I love her. Ah, she's a sweetheart, Weasel. Mikey.
What's up, man? It's
I can't believe
years,
it.
Man.
I'm
it's
looking at her right
years,
now.
Man.
She's a doll. Ah, that's awesome,
yeah,
Mike.
That's my shit around there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
You want the Temple tickets or the peanut chews?
The peanut chews, man.
You got the peanut chews, Weeze. It's Mike the
Weeze. Just give them to the missus, dude.
Yeah, man. Go for it, baby.
Look here, man. It's been 2 years, man.
I know. Been a minute.
Yeah. My brother still calls.
Yeah, but he hasn't called in forever. His brother's Captain Cowboy, you know.
No way.
Yeah, that's my brother. That's my little brother.
Yeah, he said with work and stuff for him to call.
Yeah, he's working.
Are you going to see him tomorrow?
Yes, I'll see him tomorrow. I'm retired, so I can do my thing,
oh,
man.
Oh, good.
But hey, check this out, man. My cousin plays for the 49ers.
Your cousin plays for the Niners.
Yes, sir.
Your squad, you've been a Niners squad forever.
Forever, that's right. My cousin plays for them. He's Aziz Al-Sire.
That's awesome.
That's my first cousin, man.
Oh, that's fantastic. And they are just terrific, aren't they, man?
Listen, ain't nobody giving them no respect, but they will after Sunday.
That's the game of all games.
Yeah, they gonna shut them down, man. Cause they, you know, they see people don't understand. They got speed everywhere, and they can run with that dude.
They can. I agree.
They can run with him, man. And it's just, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. But I think they're gonna get them. How's the family, man?
The family is great. The family's terrific.
Man.
So I thank you, my brother.
This has been a rough year start for us. We had a lot of death in our family.
I'm sorry.
It's been 6 months ago, and a couple aunts, cousins, but it's still good, man. But it's good to talk to you, man.
It's great to talk to you, Mike.
Listen, I'm always listening, man. The Weasel is always listening and can't no phonies call up and say it ain't me.
Hey, listen,
it's only one, man.
There's only one who's right. Listen, tell your brother, give him a happy Thanksgiving for me. Give him a hug.
I certainly will, man. And same to you and yours, man. And I love y'all guys, man.
Thanks, bro. Hold on. They're going to send you the chews. So hold on, my brother. Thank you, Mikey. By the way, Goldenberg's peanut chews. That's right. Serving fans delicious chewy chocolate bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. We were talking about Niners Ravens on Sunday, which is going to be ridiculous.
Unreal game. I can't wait. When I saw that after Lamar Jackson's performance on Monday night, and I saw that they were playing the 49ers, I was like, are you serious?
I mean, not for nothing.
If he wins that game, he's MVP.
Right?
Like, there's no more question. If he wins that game against the 49ers and plays well, he's MVP. They should end the season.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. But I tell you one thing. I like the Niners.
You do? Where's the game at? San Fran or Baltimore?
I like the Niners. I think
Baltimore. Games in Baltimore. All right.
Yeah.
Full edge for Lamar.
I think, listen, they're terrific. Lamar is ridiculous, that whole offense. But I think that game's a great game.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. With that defense.
Like, I don't think it's a blowout.
No. That, like, not like that Monday night game. 45-6.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was absolutely crazy. Let's keep going. Chris in Miami. Happy Thanksgiving, Chris.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. How you doing, man?
Good, buddy. You ready for the game Sunday?
Oh, for sure, man. You already know I'm going, man. I haven't seen a Bears in a while. So I'm pumped up, man. Even though a lot of people are, feeling down, I'm pumped up because I feel like this is where we're going to get it going, man. I really do.
That's fantastic.
I think that we're overreacting a little bit about Wentz struggling because if you take a look at it, if you put these wide receivers with any other quarterback, you're probably going to get the same results, man. Like, what happened is he has his first and second best receiver not playing. What do you expect to happen, especially without your right tackle? Like, I think we're blaming Wentz for a lot of things that he can't control, which is injuries, man. And I also
and you know how it is. Like, people look at it and go, hey, you get frustrated, first of all, in the moment because you were one play away, right? Like, you were one big play away the last 2 weeks, and he scuffled. I do agree with you. I think they're mitigating circumstances. I do think he's pressing. I think he's swimming. If you ask me if I still believe in Wentz, the answer is yes. But right now, he needs a lot of help.
He does, for sure, man. And that's where I believe being a Peterson needs to get it together, man. Because if you take a look at it, Miles Sanders was going off, man. He had over like 5.3 per carry. And just like the Patriots game, he pretty much didn't get no touches in the second half. I don't understand why he's not helping Wentz with the running game. Because if you have no receivers, if your receivers are injured, what do you think that you become more of a power running team just to help out the quarterback?
Yeah, we've been talking about that. I agree. Yes. 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 I think you're right on.
I still have faith in Wentz, man. I believe that he's still the man. I can't believe people are saying we should get Falls. Falls wouldn't have done anything with these receivers anyway. So I don't know what they're talking about. But yeah, I believe that we'll still be able to make the playoffs easily, man. We just got to beat the Cowboys and we just got to turn it around, man.
I like it, Chris. Listen, you happy Thanksgiving and you enjoy it, man. It's all positive today as we drink.
Yeah, speaking of that Dallas game,
the Weyerbacher Dallas sucks hazy pale ale.
Yes. It's a great beer.
It is a great beer. I've had it. I like it.
This is the best day.
I just took a sip now.
That's all right. This is the best day. I appreciate you bringing me along. Seriously.
Nah, this is, again, it's always my favorite because we got a ton of people and, there's a good mood.
Yeah, you're in your wheelhouse right now.
Yeah, I do. I love it. I love the good mood when people are happy.
Yeah, you can't not be happy in here.
Exactly.
Right, it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Holidays coming up, right?
Exactly. Like, and this is like true Philadelphia.
If you're having a bad day, this is a place for happiness.
It is. And this is like, yo, what's up, Vince? This is like a true Philadelphia.
Yes.
Look at this kid, how cute this kid is, right? Right, it's beautiful, this kid. All right, that's what it's about. His dad, right? He's a baller, this kid.
Yes.
Let's go to Ken in Wilmington. Ken, you're on 97.5. Hey, Ken, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm good. Same to you, bud. I talked to you a couple weeks ago. I was the old guy that said I could score on the Sixers the way Brown plays defense and was going to send you a present.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't get it.
You didn't get it. You didn't get the book?
No, buddy. What did you send? I'll look for it next time. The problem is we have construction going on.
Oh. Okay,
What did you send, Kenny?
No, it was a book on basketball.
Sent a book on basketball? That's awesome.
In fact, I sent a copy to Brett Brown with with some adjustments, and he actually is filing a couple things.
Oh, that's good, Kenny. I know you're a good basketball man.
Well, that pick and roll, he's tightened up. And the problem with JoJo, it's easy. JoJo dissolves in his head. Has nothing to do with
yes,
fitness.
I agree with that.
That's a problem.
Yeah, because he is such an immense a talent. I agree. I'm completely with you.
You talk about bully ball. It's hard to play bully ball when coach is running this five-out offense. You watch Horford and Embiid doing dribble handoffs, and it's like, nah. Just where we miss Redick more than anything is just fed in the back to him.
I agree with you. I think they're trying to figure out their spacing, their roles. There's a lot that they to really do what they need to do. I agree with you. And look, you got a lot out of Jay Rich, which should help your spacing down the line. Tobias needs to score more.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, he is what he is, especially on this team. It's not going to happen.
It's too early to say that. Oh, come on, Kenny. It's a positive day, Ken. Please.
I know.
Come on, buddy. I want you to believe.
One last thing. Look at the stats. The last time the Sixers put up 30-something points in the fourth quarter. Who plays?
Yeah, JJ, I know. I get you. Come on, man. Was that Vine?
He's going to call back at 12:50.
Okay, good.
So we got to wrap up, right? He'll call back 12:50.
Yeah.
Jason Avant should be stopping by soon.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice. Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick T.O. We'll come back. We got all the people in the line I want to get to. You know, Eddie and Kevin and Champ and Evan and Glenn. Everybody sit tight. We'll get to you straight ahead. We want everybody to have a great Thanksgiving. Just enjoy yourself. Still got a nice hour and a half to hang. Thanks for listening, everybody. But we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. It is the Midday Show live from the Reading Terminal Market right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Live from the Reading Terminal Market, it's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
12 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Bird's Peanut Chews. Delicious chewy chocolate bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. All right, welcome back. We are live at the Reading Terminal Market. It is the feast before the feast, a Philadelphia treasure, the Reading Terminal Market, where I was talking about food and how food is a big part of our culture in Philadelphia. It's a big showing of love. In fact, Junta's just dropped off.
Yes, they did.
The incredible sausage with broccoli rabe and mozzarella. They have the boneless ribeye, pork loin, stuffed with prosciutto, basil, and mozzarella.
Yeah, they dropped that off.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Jason, you eating, Jason?
Yeah, I'm having at it. It's pretty good.
Jason Avant has stopped by, which we love, and we love our man Jason. But sit tight, everybody, because we'll get back to the Eagles and the Sixers and all the 4-4 stuff. So I had tunis. There's a, you know, I love to highlight the arts, right?
Yes.
And, you know, I'm a writer, and I have, hopefully, knock on wood, I have a huge call today with my producer. So hopefully something, we get to submit it. But our screenplay, there's a terrific girl from South Philadelphia, wonderful woman. She is immensely talented, and she has a film, a short film that's dropping on Amazon.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and it's awesome. I got a. Her name is Monique Impagliazzo, and I'm going to bring her on in a second. I just want to read you the synopsis.
Okay.
So it's called Turkey's Done, all right? Now, how great is this? Here's the synopsis. Peaches Bracco is a loving, loudmouth housewife from South Philly.
Great name.
Who is excited to have her husband home and out of jail after a 10-year stint for his first Thanksgiving. As she prepares a loving feast, she finds a lipstick mark on one of his good shirts, and soon the preparation moves in another direction, and she plans her surprise attack for his arrival.
Oh, dude.
Meanwhile, Zeno is out cruising around his old stomping grounds, listening to smooth tunes, basking in his freedom, unaware his wife is a ticking time bomb waiting to explode in this holiday comedy, Turkey's Done.
That's awesome.
Is that great?
That sounds great.
Now, let me bring Monique. She is the writer, the director, the producer, and she's a South Philly girl.
Love that.
Living in L.A. Monique, how are you?
Anthony, that was the best synopsis reading of our film I've ever heard. So thank you so much.
Well, listen, it takes one to know one, right?
So. Exactly. Happy Thanksgiving. How you guys doing? I love this show so much.
Oh, my God. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And this is an incredible honor, Monique. You are on Amazon. How cool is that?
Yeah, we got really lucky. The other producers and myself, Jennifer Tini, Crystal Tini, and the amazing Sherry O'Terry, who was one of the stars of Saturday Night Live, we are having probably the best Thanksgiving ever. So, yes, streaming live on Amazon right now. You can go there, watch it with your family tonight, tomorrow, all weekend. And thank you so much for, like I said, you know, supporting the film and having us on, coming from South Philly. We were all born and raised there, so we got to shoot it there, and we're really excited about it.
Well, it's awesome, too, because, you know, The title's great, Turkey's Done, right? Like, that is something that is just so priceless, right? Like I can close my ear and I hear my mother go, Turkey's Done! And
right?
Everyone's in the parlor watching a football game and the whole thing,
exactly.
You know. They do it all. What was the inspiration, obviously, growing up in town and the whole thing? What made you decide to go this route?
You know, we have a feature that we had written, and it's called Shenanigans, and this spins from Shenanigans. You know, we said to each other, let's shoot a short film because we can raise some money, which we did all on our own, and once we had Sherry behind it, it was full steam ahead. Then we had Vixie Boteto, who I know was on your show.
Yeah.
He is the star of it, as well as Al Sapienza, who is on The Sopranos. We have Crystal Tini, who's from South Philly, Natalie Stone, who's also from the Philly, Jersey area. And we have Natalie Gershio, South Philly, you know, who was on Mob Wives, starring in it as well. So we were inspired by a scene in Shenanigans. And this actually, Turkey's Done is a true story of someone that we know from South Philly, of course. You know, so this is truly inspirational from everybody from the neighborhood growing up. And the love and the support that we got from Philly and South Philly is seriously overwhelming. We couldn't have done this without Philly and our hometown of South Philly. We couldn't do it.
Well, that's what it's about, right? I mean, you know, we rally for one another and one of us. And, you know, here you guys are. And I love the creative spirit that you have. And you want to try to do something big and do something major. And, you know, you relocate out to Los Angeles to follow your dreams. And then to come home to help you realize it. Is like a perfect marriage.
It was a beautiful thing. I mean, I have chills. My hairs are sticking up on my arms while you were just saying that. When we were shooting, I mean, the neighbors came out. We shot it on Jessup Street in South Philly. We had amazing people come out from all over who were donating our production office. We had Mark Liuzzi who donated his our production office. This is a piece of his office. We had Maria Rossetti, who's a real estate agent from South Philly. You know, saying, use my house, do whatever you need to do, you know, and like all the neighbors from, you know, Jessup Street were so loving and generous and kind. And, you know, we had Mark Squigla, who was totally behind it from day one. And we just can't say enough. Pasta Vicio donated food. I mean, we had hosts raised, and you can imagine the food on this set was
Yeah, that's the one thing you have to worry about downtown. right? Is feeding people.
Oh, God, I miss it so much. You were just talking about brazil, mozzarella, roasted peppers. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't get that in L.A.
Can't.
Listen, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you that here you are.
You.
It's amazing because on the same day The Irishman drops, right, on Netflix,
yes,
Turkey's Done drops on Amazon.
Yes, so watch Turkey's Done as a little appetizer to The Irishman, is what we do on Amazon.
That's exactly perfect.
Before you switch over to Netflix. So, go to Amazon and watch it as your appetizer with the family, you know?
That is perfect. It's priceless. Are you coming home for Thanksgiving? Are you staying out there?
That I was. I really do. I miss home so much. I miss my family, all my girlfriends, my GLs from back home. And, I know you're, thank you, first of all, for having me on and talking Turkey's Done and the arts and everything. But I'm still a diehard Eagles fan, so
that's
go
right.
Eagles. But when I come home, man, I want to come on your show at the terminal because I need to come and eat.
Yeah, of course. You can't get, we can't feed you out there. So
Hopefully
you come home soon for the holidays. Monique, I'm so proud of you. And what do you got coming next? What are you working on?
You know, we're talking about either the feature for, we spun Turkey's Done from, either Shenanigans or a lot of people talking episodic. So fingers crossed, we'll see what the new year may bring to us.
Good. Well, listen, we're rooting for you. So, we're already proud of you. We love you, Monique. Thank you so much, and best of luck, okay?
Thank you so much. You make us proud, too, Anthony. Thank you.
There she is, Monique in Pagliazzo. I love her. She is a South Philly girl, done well. And once again, the movie short is Turkey's Done. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Yeah, really? I love that stuff. Anything that we do here highlight our people, that's what we're about, Philadelphia. And joining us, he's live, my main man, Jason Avant. And, it's such a small world, right? It's such a family atmosphere. So Jason has his launch, which is his trampoline, kids mecca.
Yeah, you were there not too long ago, right?
I was. In fact, my little Anthony had his birthday party, his 10th birthday.
That's awesome.
At Jason's launch. And he had a great, great time. I highly recommend, and this is not, and you know this, this was all coincidence. We didn't even know that this was happening. The kids loved it. It was awesome. It was a great time. So if you got kids and you're looking for a birthday spot, make sure you go over to Jason's joint.
Yeah, we would love to have you at Launch Trampoline Park in Deptford, New Jersey. We're also in Delran in Newark, Delaware. We do everything, arcades, birthday parties, laser tag, rock walls, VR, trampolines, Ninja Warrior. We do everything. It's a full family experience, and it's entertaining, and it's fitness where the kids are not recognized they're getting in shape.
That's right. They're actually having fun. You do such a great job there.
I appreciate it. I was in a birthday party serving pizza.
Yes.
Doing everything. Dude. And it was like, stop serving, dude. I'm like, no,
yeah,
this is what
we
have to do.
Wait, you were serving?
Yeah,
serving. No, come on, man.
Always.
He was serving the kids pizza.
Always.
Oh, man.
He was pouring the drinks, the sodas.
You got to teach them route trees instead.
Man,
I don't need you serving pizzas.
It's good. It's good. It creates a good atmosphere, and it also lets people know it's great to have some humility in doing what you do.
That's right. Yeah. Well, he is he's a humble man and a great Chicago man.
I'm Philly now.
He's now, I was about to say, an adopted son.
Yeah, I'm Philly now.
An adopted son. This is, as Philadelphia as you're going to get, as you look out, this is the Reading Terminal Market. Is this your, you've never been here before Thanksgiving, right?
This is my first time being here the day before Thanksgiving.
Really?
This is nuts.
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
This is nuts, yeah.
Yeah, you can feel like the holiday vibes are here.
Yeah, it's a million people here. Everyone's getting their last minute shopping done before Thanksgiving. It's great. It's great to see.
Yeah, it really is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.